Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of this St. Patrick's Day Mass. As we begin our liturgy, we invite you to join in singing the first entrance hymn printed on page 2 of your program, I Bind Unto Myself Today, the second verse of which will be sung by the choir. To join in singing the entrance hymn printed on page 3 of your program, Hail Glorious St. Patrick.
Oh, the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you. And welcome, welcome. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and welcome to America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. We welcome as well those who unite with us in prayer on the Catholic Faith Network and the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. I'm grateful for the company of brother bishops. You see them? Archbishop Gabriel Caccia is here. He's the Holy Father's Nuncio to the United Nations. And our prayers continue for our beloved Pope Francis, Your Excellency. Please convey that. You know, we're honored today to have Archbishop Eamon Martin, who is the Archbishop of Armagh, the Primate of all Ireland, and the successor of St. Patrick. Archbishop Martin, how welcome and how at home you are. You know Bishop Robert Brennan. He's the bishop of the two boroughs of Brooklyn and Queens. Delighted you're here. Bishop Kevin Sweeney from Patterson and Bishop Joseph Espaillat and Bishop Eamon Whalen, two of my loyal auxiliaries. So many brother priests and deacons, consecrated women, religion. This is good news. We've got the Deputy Prime Minister of Ireland with us, Simon Harris. And Helena Nolan, our dear friend, the Consul General. Mr. Hochul is here, the Governor's husband. Our Grand Marshal, Michael Benn, and our parade leadership, Hillary and Sean and other officials. Our beloved New York Police Department and our Fire Department of New York. And our heroes, who probably have been here longer than any of us, our Fighting 69th, who are... Not as many as usual, because most of our Fighting 69th have been deployed. So they're in preparation for something. I hope it's not the invasion of Greenland, the way things are going. However, we have esteemed representatives of the diplomatic community. So many political leaders are here with us, and we're so grateful to see them. And you're all friends and neighbors, one and all, who are welcome. And that we might pray in thanksgiving for the gift of faith and the gift of St. Patrick, we call to mind our sins and ask for the mercy of Jesus. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting. Amen.
Christ, eleison.
Let us pray. O God, who chose the glorious St. Patrick to preach your glory to the peoples of Ireland, grant through his merits and intercession that those who glory in the name of Christian may never cease to proclaim your wondrous deeds to all. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is king. Hark, your sentinels raise a cry. Together they shout for joy. For they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion, breaking out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord comforts his people, he redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of God, the word of the Lord.
Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations.
Who shall I make great and to the Lord for all the good he has done for me?
Salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. After me, says the Lord, and I will make you fishers of men. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid, for from now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Friends, St. Patrick was a pilgrim of hope. And in this Jubilee Year of Hope, I'm honored to be with you in New York as a pilgrim of hope myself, and to bring you greetings from Armagh, the home of St. Patrick. Thank you, Your Eminence, for your kind invitation and warm welcome. Bonachtín a Féile Pádraig Oraibh Guillier. We know from his own writings that Patrick was trafficked into slavery in Ireland as a young teenager. But despite his isolation and the pain of loneliness so far from his home and family, Patrick turned with all his heart to God. He dared to hope. Much later in his life, as a priest and as a bishop, he heard the voice of the Irish calling him back, and Patrick had the courage to return to the land of his captivity, this time as a missionary to spread the good news to the people of Ireland and a message of hope and trust in the Lord. No doubt he was inspired by the words in today's gospel reading, put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. And again, follow me, do not be afraid, for from now on it is men that you will be catching. When I was ordained a priest, I chose for my ordination card a verse from Psalm 31. Be strong, let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. And I've been privileged during my years as a priest and as a bishop to witness hope in the lives of many people, including people who dare to hope even in the most difficult of circumstances. Friends, nowadays, there seem to be so many reasons to give up on hope. The terrible wars and violence and injustices that seem intractable at times. The shocking disregard for human dignity and vulnerable life. The almost relentless advance of climate change. I can't imagine what it must be like to lose all hope. And yet, sadly, we live in a world where too many people feel overwhelmed by the pressures and worries of every day and are tempted to despair. But as people of God, we can never allow ourselves to stop daring to hope. That phrase, to dare to hope, comes from chapter 3 of the Old Testament book of Lamentations, where it says, I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. Therefore, I will hope in the Lord. That's the kind of hope that kept St. Patrick going in his captivity. That's the hope which sustained the faith of our fathers in Ireland in spite of persecution, famine, and forced displacement. That's the hope which sustained the Irish who came here as immigrants in famine times with little more than the clothes on their backs, but were inspired to dream, to pull themselves up, and to help build a better future for themselves and their families. The Christian hope, which we celebrate during the Jubilee year, is much more than human optimism. It's a hope forged in adversity, which confronts the difficulties of this life with eyes fixed on the risen Lord. I've been thinking today as I came in about those who built the two beautiful cathedrals of St. Patrick, here in New York, of course, and back home in Armagh. Both cathedrals were constructed in tough times, largely from the pennies of the Irish at home and in the diaspora. The two cathedrals were both opened in the 1870s, just 6 years apart. And interestingly, both of the cathedrals have twin spires reaching to the skies, daring to hope against hope and pointing to our shared heavenly homeland. Our patron, St. Patrick, was indeed a pilgrim of hope who felt strengthened and protected by God in good times and bad, on his right, his left, behind, before him. He was protected even when he was insulted and imprisoned. And he tells us himself that he simply couldn't be silent about the great blessings and gifts so kindly bestowed on him in the land of his captivity. He had a deep conviction that he was called to be a witness to faith, hope, and love, to spread the name of God faithfully and without fear. Patrick believed that the work of a missionary was a holy and wonderful work, something for which he was prepared to willingly give up his life. No doubt our ancient ancestors would have spoken about Patrick in the same words as those of the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news and announces salvation. I've been thinking a lot about peace during my pilgrimage of hope here these last few days. On Friday, I traveled to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., to reflect with my good friend, the Church of Ireland Archbishop John McDowell, about the unfinished work of peace and reconciliation in Ireland. Many of the young adults who were attending our talk had little or no memory or knowledge of the violence and conflict that happened on the island of Ireland. And I thanked God for that, and for the fact that the beautiful island of St. Patrick is no longer making the headlines because of death and destruction on our streets. Thanks be to God. But one young man took me aside afterwards and he said, "Archbishop, we need to speak more than ever about peace and reconciliation and fraternity in the world, because our world at the moment seems more fragile and fragmented than ever. There's more talk now about rearmament among nations than about the needs of the hungry and the common good." And I sensed in his words a yearning for hope. And yesterday I had a really moving moment when I visited Ground Zero 9/11 Memorial with a group of young people from St. Paul's High School in Bessbrook in Armagh. And one of the young girls asked me, "Archbishop, could this happen again?" And I said, "You and I must have hope in God. We must work and pray for peace to make sure that it never does." Friends, as sons and daughters of St. Patrick, somewhere deep inside all of us, the voice of God is challenging us to be pilgrims of hope in this troubled world. And I pray this St. Patrick's Day that every one of us here will have the courage and strength to be fearless ambassadors of hope and charity, to be energetic peacemakers, to be compassionate carers for the sick and the lonely, faithful stewards of God's creation, strong protectors of life, generous helpers of the poor and the marginalized, and welcoming friends for those who, like St. Patrick and so many of our Irish ancestors, are forcibly displaced from their homeland. Giam banacht ar batru niv padrig arabalig, and you agus a golni. Amen.
Thank you, Archbishop Martin. Let us pray. I'm going to skip that. You can hold that.
Gleamed your son Inchney, agus ra Inchinshi, our Pueppa Princess, our son in earth Aspic. An cardinal Tego Dulan, agus her son na Clairie, Gomaintian San Uglish, Gaimish a Hirna. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gaimish Groshihan, agus Kor or Fud Ganeshin, agus a Witcher. Goro Jeru le Foran, agus Kogu, agus Dohar. Gaimish a Hirna. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Guimish ar son na sagart, agus na mún tari. Gudrara hai shed shen, ar hli angra yaga an tierna. Guimish a hirna. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Guimish ar son tishin na nashun, gudokishid lehela. Han Shihan Buan a Holahar Alfada Doin, Guimish Ahirna. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of Ireland, and especially the children of Ireland, that Jesus and St. Patrick will be their guiding light to a future of peace and tranquility. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for all the sick, especially for Pope Francis, Colin McVeigh, Derek Dime, that they may experience solidarity with Jesus and with all the faithful. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gwymys ar son anamnaha na fyrin a dymi roen, agus eitha na wynys leis a tasg a niw sbarniol, a fwyr bwys a son sihan a doen, gyro swynys agus sihan lyfwael acw, i drachara agus a genaltys de, gari oen, for our dearly beloved dead, especially Mary Boyle, and those of the Fighting 69th, who have sacrificed their lives for world freedom, that they may find rest and peace in the mercy and kindness of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We count upon the powerful intercession of Mary, our mother, the Queen of Ireland, and of St. Patrick, our patron, as we make these prayers, as always, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. That my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for
proudly in the good of all His holy church.
Look upon these sacrifices, Almighty God, on this feast of our patron Patrick, and grant that we who celebrate these mysteries may imitate what we now do through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Heavenly Father, almighty and eternal God, always through Christ our Lord, for as on this feast day of St. Patrick you bid Mother Church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by his example, teach her by his words, and keep her safe by his prayers. And so, in the company of the angels and saints of heaven, we now sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and Timothy our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the blessed Apostle, St. Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Dicere.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
please join in singing the communion hymn found on page 12 of your program, Be Thou My Vision.
Golden rose, we
Let us pray. By the power of this mystery, Lord, confirm your servants in the one true faith, that they may everywhere profess the faith for which St. Patrick never ceased to labor, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Our Lady, the Golden Rose, the Queen of Ireland, Our Lady of Knock, and of St. Patrick, our patron, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We look forward to marching with you in about an hour, all right? Glad you are all here. We started out in the right way.
Go forth, the Mass is ended. Peace be to God.
They usually have the colors or something. They coming? Hold this mic, don't get used to it. Oh, what time is it? No Irish one?
Last wave, whose bronze
Please join in singing the recessional hymn found on page 16 of your program, Faith of Our Fathers.